When Thanksgiving came twice, who walked so proud as that grateful optimist, Mr. McLeod? Things you and I would deeply deplore, McLeod found ways to be grateful for. And this was his conscientious attitude, double Thanksgiving, double gratitude. Whatever happened, no matter how hateful, McLeod found excuses for being grateful. To be grateful, he really strained his wits. Had he hiccups? He was grateful it wasn't fits. Had he hives? He was grateful it wasn't measles. Had he mice? He was grateful it wasn't weasels. Had he roaches? He was glad it wasn't tarantulas. Did his wife go to San Francisco? He was glad it wasn't Los Angeles. Mrs. McLeod, on the other hand, was always complaining to beat the band. If she had the mumps, she found it no tonic to be told to be grateful it wasn't bubonic. If the cook walked out, she would scream like a mink. Instead of being grateful, she still had a sink. So she tired of her husband's cheery note, and she stuffed a tea tray down his throat. He remarked from the floor, where they found him reclining, "I'm just a McLeod with a silver lining."